This is Akashvani. In the program Money Talk, now we bring you a discussion on Indian evolution as the second largest mobile producer, tending to be world leader in technological manufacturing. The participants are Ranjit Mehta, economic analyst, and Kaushik Roy, anchor.
Namaskar and welcome to Money Talk. We have with us Mr. Ranjit Mehta, Senior Economic Analyst. Welcome to Money Talk, Mr. Mehta. And first of all, I'd like to know from you, India has become the second largest manufacturer of mobile phones. What is the salience of this achievement? And in terms of global mobile exports, where does India stand?
Thank you very much indeed. You know, this is absolutely amazing news that India is now second largest mobile manufacturer in the world. And India has really worked hard, especially Prime Minister Modi when he took over in 2014. In this decade, in these last 10 years, I think a proper ecosystem was built in the country for manufacturing with the program called Make in India. So with this Make in India initiative, there has been many companies who have come in India, especially in mobile manufacturing. Today, we are the second largest manufacturer in the world. So this is a matter of pride for all the Indians. And this was possible because of the kind of ecosystem which was made by the current government. And as far as exports are concerned, export is definitely a backbone of any economy. When we are shifting from agrarian economy to export-driven-led economy, in this case, I think electronics plays a very important role and manufacturing plays a very, very important role.
Absolutely.
With this ecosystem, there are many initiatives that our country has taken, right from, you know, very significant things like creating the world-class infrastructure for the investors, whether you talk of ease of doing business. In 2014, India was 133 and today we stand at 63 in ease of doing business. This shows that there have been many reforms in the country which have led India to become the most attractive destination for investments in the world.
What role, sir, do you see mobile manufacturing industry playing in India becoming a developed economy?
This is a very remarkable achievement, and this highlights the growth of India's electronic manufacturing ecosystem. The country has successfully reduced its reliance on imports and self-sufficient mobile phone production industry, basically fostered to be a self-sufficient mobile phone production industry. Now, this India's rise as the second largest mobile phone producer globally is a testament to the country's commitment to developing a robust manufacturing sector. Now, with reduced import dependence and substantial production volumes, India has established itself as a major player in the global mobile phone market, contributing to its economic growth and technological advancement. Definitely, you asked a very good question that how this is going to help us in becoming the developed economy by 2047 when India completes its 100 years of independence. All these are the steps which are significantly contributing India to become one of the developed economies by 2047. As mobile manufacturing is very important, it generates a lot of jobs and there are many ancillary industries connected to this. Once we have leapfrogged in this, then there are other sectors also with the kind of incentives India is giving to the companies who are coming here. Our corporate tax is one of the
very competitive and robust rates we have
robust,
in India.
Rates that we have in India. It's for new companies around 15%. So all these things are going to help India and they are going to take India towards Viksit Bharat by 2047. And when we talk of logistic cost, why I'm especially talking about logistic cost is this, that anything we manufacture, it has been seen that we used to have the highest logistic cost in the world, around 13 to 14%. However, in developed economies, the logistic cost is around 8 to 9%. Now, whatever ecosystem that we make for manufacturing, logistic plays a very, very important role.
Absolutely.
So in this, with the Gati Shakti mission, and the kind of integrated multimodal transport system that India is building, with this, the logistic cost is coming significantly down. We are sure that with these initiatives the government has taken in infrastructure sector, we will be very competitive, and it is also advantage to our investors who are investing in India and who are manufacturing in India for the world, so that become globally competitive. Look at the other side. We are not only focusing on manufacturing, but we are focusing on sustainable manufacturing ecosystem. That means India has also committed to reduce the carbon emissions by 45% by 2030. For that, the green energy transition is taking place in the country, and we are creating an ecosystem where our MSMEs, our manufacturing units, they are slowly and gradually advancing, and they know that in the times to come, it is the sustainable practices, it is the green technologies which will be relevant. And therefore, this is important step that India has already committed to reduce the carbon emissions, also to enhance the renewable energy, you know, share in the overall energy basket. We target around 500 gigawatt through renewable energy by 2030. All these steps suggest that we have a concrete plan where we are not only focusing on just manufacturing, but sustainable manufacturing ecosystem that we are creating, which is robust and which gives an equal opportunity for all investors from all around the world.
The Indian mobile manufacturing industry itself has targeted a whopping 30% of its total production for export. So this means that Indian mobile phones, that is mobile phones which are manufactured in India, mostly by Indian companies, which have world-class technology, as you mentioned, are sustainable, as well as affordable in terms of global pricing, 30% of that basket is for exports. So how do you view this?
See, this is very, very significant, because as I initially said, that the moment we start or we envision to become the developed country, then we have to increase our exports. And this mobile phone industry, it is contributing significantly towards exports. And to really increase that share is very important step. And every sector, it is not only in terms of mobile industry, but that we have been seeing that of late, more than 65 million MSMEs.
Right.
Now, these MSMEs, they are the people who are part of this whole ecosystem. See, whether it is a mobile manufacturing, whether it is an agriculture sector, whether it is an infrastructure sector or solar energy sector or renewable energy sector. Ultimately, what we'll have to do is we'll have to handhold, we have to create that ecosystem where smaller entrepreneurs, they can take the advantage of this ecosystem, and they are globally competitive and they contribute significantly towards export of India.
Right.
So what the government has rightly done is they have created an ecosystem. They have created enabling environment. We have been doing a lot of reforms in terms of labor, in terms of our IPR laws, in terms of ease of doing business, in terms of arbitration laws. These are very, very important reforms. And structural reforms as far as concerned, like GST, you can just see today, GST which was started in 2016-17, now today it has contributed a lot towards, you know, making economy as a formal economy, because most people now, they are part of this ecosystem where we are formalizing the economy.
Right.
So when the economy formalizes, that means everyone has to go through certain processes and systems. So ultimately, this is going to benefit to the entrepreneurs who initially had some hiccups, but later on, they also understand. If you are truly trying to become global, if you want to export, you have to comply. You have to create the systems and processes in your businesses. Even micro entrepreneurs, they are understanding today. So look at India. I mean, today, if you go to any village or any roadside vendor, so they are in the formal economy. You just pay by UPI.
That is what my next question is about, that the Indian digital economy has become a shining example to the world. The mobile manufacturing industry, or rather the mobile phones, are part of this, if what we call the Jam Trinity. Society, the Jan Dhan Aadhaar Mobile, and that has played a big role in making the success story of India's digital economy. What more do you think needs to be done by the mobile industry to keep in sync with the changing times?
You rightly brought this point. I think that mobile industry, what they have to try to do is they have to make sure that India is a price-sensitive economy. They have to make sure that they have to bring the cost down, and they have to do the technological innovations, and they have to be much ahead of the time in terms of these innovations. So in India right now, research and development is not taken as a very primitive activity of in the organizations, barring a few. But most of the people right now, they are not paying that much attention to these R&D. But I think that now is the time, even in this budget, we have seen that there's a lot of outlay which is set aside for research and innovation. Now, the government has understood and government has really seen importance, and they want to create. They know that without creating that research and innovation ecosystem, we cannot really be competitive in the long run. Now, this mobile industry, what they have to do, which they are already doing, we are the second largest producer of mobile in the world, which is a proud moment for all of us. But why can't we become the number one?
Yes.
So I think the kind of prowess that India has, the Indian entrepreneurs, the time is not too far when we will be one of the highest manufacturers of mobile phones in the world. We are the youngest country in the world. So I see a lot of opportunity. I see a lot of opportunity for innovations, and I see a lot of opportunity for market expansion, and the whole world is market for India.
Absolutely. You were mentioning is also, this is a very shining example, this India's evolution as the second largest mobile producer. And as you said, that the time is not too far off when we would be known as the largest producer of mobile telephones. In this, I would solicit your views on Atmanirbhar Bharat, Make in India, local manufacturing, what we say vocal for local, and production-linked incentive scheme have played a catalytic role in this success story. What are your views on this, sir?
I think that Atmanirbhar Bharat is a very important initiative which was started by Honorable Prime Minister during the COVID time. During the COVID time, I think that the many economies in the world, they have learned a very significant lesson. Yes. But India has taken a lead role in this. And during that time, Prime Minister Modi announces Atmanirbhar Bharat, because if anything of this sort happens, then we should be self-reliant. I'll tell you an example. When on 25th March 2020, Prime Minister announced the lockdown, at that time, we didn't have many or maybe 2-3 PPE manufacturer in our country, right? PPE kits. So, but by July 2020, we were manufacturing 8 lakh PPE kits per day.
Yes. So, and also supplying it to the world. We were giving it to the world.
Also supplying it to the world. We are giving it to the world. About, just think about the vaccine.
Yes.
So vaccine, which was where we supplied to the world.
Yes,
our,
absolutely.
Our COVID app, this has become one of the shining examples in the world. So this we did during COVID. And during COVID only, we had the maximum number of unicorns. That means our youngsters, they had entered into, they had really seen the opportunity in solving the problems of the people. Through those problems, we had created an empire.
Right.
And we had produced most of the unicorns during the COVID time.
Yes.
I think this is an ecosystem which was created by the clarion call given by Honorable Prime Minister for Atmanirbhar Bharat, for vocal for local, and you know, many other initiatives, Make in India, Make for the World.
Yes.
All these things have built an ecosystem, created an ecosystem in the country. That is why our youth, they are not thinking of seeking jobs. So rather than becoming a job seeker, they are becoming a job creator.
Right. Thank you, Dr. Ranjit Mehta, for joining us in the studios on this very important topic of India's evolution as the second largest mobile producer. Thank you indeed, sir.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Indian evolution as the second largest mobile producer, tending to be world leader in technological manufacturing. The participants were Ranjit Mehta, economic analyst, and Kaushik Roy, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on EIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.